Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, I'm welcoming you to this show that's for you and about you. Those of you who are working so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, to live that life you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But guys, so much more importantly, it's about living that dream life now, right? Like it says here, right behind me, and for those watching the video, live your life now, not tomorrow, right? That's the key, is that because as you financially prosper, then as a rippler, you can create the ripple effect through the lives of others, because as you're blessed, you can bless more people too. And that is the thing I'm so proud to be able to call you guys Ripplers. I'm proud to have you guys follow me. Man, and thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. If you want to follow, especially on updates and things that I have, go get the ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans. You'll also be able to get an email from me maybe once or twice a month at most. Maybe if you're lucky, you might get 3 emails a month. This is how bad I am at emailing you. So, but anyways, when I do email, it's because it's important. So if you want to follow me that way, check it out. Also, check out our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. This is where we're starting to upload these videos too. So check that out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. All right, guys. So today I want to talk about a topic that has come up so many times because many of you don't hear me talk about things like infinite banking or life insurance conversations very often on the show. We focus a lot on investing, especially around real estate and things like that. And just so you know, like anytime we talk about things like mutual funds, like I tell you all the time, you cannot become free off mutual funds alone. Same thing applies to life insurance. You cannot become free off life insurance alone. However, it can be an amazing tool if used correctly. Now, I want to talk about there's been some changes happening with Congress. With the one of the last bills that came through at the end of 2020, they actually changed some of the things that's going to happen with the entire life insurance industry. And this, for those of you that are using this with your investing, where you can double dip, get your money to pay you in two different places at the same time, this is really important to you. So be sure to tune in and listen in right now, because we're about to dive into some of these changes that's been made with this new IRC, the Internal Revenue Code of 7702. Again, this has been around forever. This is about how life insurance is taxed and not taxed and everything else. But there's some changes they're making because of what's going on with COVID. So anyways, just to give you guys a little bit of background, maybe you haven't heard me talk about the subject before. You know, everybody's heard of like term insurance, right? Term insurance covers you for a certain period of your time. It's cheap when you're younger, super expensive when you're older, and usually it becomes a ripoff by the time you're 80. In fact, you'll probably end up paying for your death benefit by the time you turn 80 if you keep a term policy that long. By the way, the insurance companies bank on this because they create most of their profits by selling you term insurance, because they're the ones that taught you buy term, invest the difference. They also are the ones that taught you to buy term until you have enough assets to get rid of it. Right? They want you to self-insure because right when you get older, they don't want to pay out. So less than 1% of all term insurance policies ever pay out the death benefit, right? Because people cancel them too quickly. Now there's other insurances too. There's things like indexed universal life or just universal life, right? There's variable universal life, indexed universal life. Universal life is like buy term, invest the difference. Now the premiums are higher, but it gives you this tax-free savings component that you can do with it. Now they have term insurance underneath it, so it gets more expensive every year. So what happens is that if you're not careful, by the time you get older, that could also run out of money too. So you could actually end up spending just as much, if not more, than term insurance, depending on how it plays out. The reason why people use it, especially lately in the last 12 years, because the stock market has been straight up. It's never really lost. And so people are like, man, well, let's gamble on the stock market, the S&P 500. And so when they talk about index universal life, it's usually life insurance that has insurance coverage, and it has a saving component that's growing there that's based on the S&P, but they have caps and they have a floor. You can't go below 0%, but sometimes the cap might be around 10%. By the way, those caps have lowered in the last 15 years. I remember it used to be 10 to 17% back in the day. 10% was like, well, that's lame, but all right, you're a good company. We'll go with you. Most of the time I was going with the 12% cap or the 17% cap, right? But that's changed, and they can change those caps on you at any time. Now there's whole life. Now whole life is a different animal in and of itself. I used to hate on whole life. I used to tell people it was a waste. I used to say you only make 1 or 2% a year in that, so don't put your money there. Put your money in mutual funds, or maybe use these universal life policies or something else. That's what I used to really propose to people back in the early 2000s. Well, what I found out is that whole life actually is the recommended choice among those that are investors and the wealthy. Why? One, because it's guaranteed. It's guaranteed never to lose money. It always gains money. See, in a universal life policy, if the market goes down, you might hit that 0% floor, so you don't lose an interest. But remember, insurance costs still come out, so you can still lose money because insurance costs come out. That doesn't happen with whole life. Even when you pay just the minimum, even if they pay the guarantee of 4%, you still get paid, right? And most companies are paying between 5 and 6% right now. By the way, 20 years ago, when I was telling people it was 1 or 2%, they was actually paying about 9 or 10% back in those days. So it's come down because interest rates have come down. So whole life is a different animal. Now I teach it very differently because I talk about creating this lowest cost. I call it max ROI, infinite banking, right? Where you create this lowest cost possible life insurance policy to grow faster. And then you use that money, not to just sit there and do nothing, but in fact, to use that to go buy real estate investments or the other types of things. Heck, people have used it with AHP. You guys have heard them advertise, you know, with American Homeowner Preservation, right? You know, a lot of people have used that and say, hey, I'm going to borrow from that. AHP pays me back monthly. And I use that to put the money back in the policy, cycle it through, and then turn around and reinvest it again. And now when you do it that way, the cool thing with whole life that you can't do with term, you definitely can't do with term because there is nothing to do it with there. And you can't even do it with universal life because universal life doesn't give you the double dip effect, doesn't give you that special effect of the loans. But when you borrow that money to invest from the insurance company, your money's still in there growing compound interest tax-free. So when that money's coming back in, you're paying down that loan. And what happens is that the interest grows faster than the interest you're paying on that loan. And what happens is that not only are you making money on your investment, whether it's AHP, real estate, or whatever you're doing over there, right? But now you're making money inside the policy where you're making more interest than it costs you as well. So what ends up happening? You usually make, on top of whatever you're making with that investment, you're making another 3 to 4% a year tax-free on top of the returns you're making. So if you get paid 10% a year on AHP, guess what? You're making at least 13 or 14% just because you use your whole life policy instead of just using it out of your savings account or your checking account. So anyways, I know I don't want to get into the weeds too much because I got plenty of videos on that. Here's what I want to talk about because that's what we've been using up to this point. Now, with these new rules, the new rules they made to the 7702, what's changing is this, because the interest rates have tanked and the whole life policy specifically, right? They make their money off of, you know, US government bonds and treasury bills and things like that. Well, these rates have dropped. Now, when I told you, whole life is the one that actually offers you a guarantee. It always guarantees a return of 4% right now. And that's what pretty much with most companies across the board. The problem is that because the rates have dropped, that's making it harder for them to stay profitable. So they said, hey, you know, US government, we need some help. Congress, we need some help here. Can we add some writing in here in this 5,300 page bill that you've proposed? Can we add some writing in here that allows us to offer smaller guarantees? So instead of 4%, maybe it's only 2%. Now, some people have been saying, hey, the new changes are gonna be great. You just wait till the new product comes out, you'll be able to put more in. That's not necessarily true. The costs will change a little bit in how it gets designed, but the growth of the policy can be a lot less than those new ones, which means that overall, you're not making as much money. So what does that mean for you? That means right now, currently, because these are insurance contracts. So whenever you get an insurance contract, those rules are in place forever. So if you buy a policy right now, that has a 4% guarantee, even when they get the new policies that say 2%, yours still stays at 4%. You're grandfathered in. It's different than like 401ks and IRAs where you try to put money into those and they can change the rules on you whenever they want, right? These, they cannot change the rules. So when you have that guarantee, that 4% guarantee minimum, right? Now, a lot of them are paying between 5 and 6%, but you're guaranteed at least 4%. But these same companies are going to be offering new ones that will say maybe 2% will pay you or a little bit over or whatever, so they can be more profitable. So guys, what I'm saying is this, is that right now is your best time for two reasons. One, because of these law changes going on right now, if you want a higher guarantee, which means, by the way, if you're trying to live on this in retirement too, or have money, keep it growing, compounding faster for you down the road, you want those higher guarantees, right? So one, there's that change there. That's why it can get more expensive for you potentially. But two, you're getting older anyway. So every year you get older, even if they didn't make changes, the ROI that you can possibly get goes down. I just had a guy tell me, he's like, man, if this were 10, 20 years ago, this thing would have been even better for me. Now I'm in my 60s, and it still works in your 60s. But he's like, now I'm in my 60s, I kind of feel like I missed some of the boat there. And the truth is he did. Every year we get older. Every time you hit your half birthday, you turn a year older with insurance companies. So my point is this, is that it's not going to get any better than it is today. If you're thinking, hey, maybe whole life I've been looking at this, or looking at this infinite banking thing and how to get that double dip return on my money so I can invest it and make money in two places at the same time, I've been looking at that. Now might be the time to stop looking and start really looking at numbers and having numbers run for you to see if it makes sense. Here's where it won't make sense for you. One, if you're just starting out in life and you don't have hardly two nickels rubbed together, like you're cash strapped every month, don't do this. You just need cheap term insurance and that's it. Later down the road, maybe you get a policy, but it's not, you don't want to freak yourself out and go broke trying to get something that you can't afford. So don't do that. So if you're cash, you're paycheck to paycheck, you're cash strapped every month, don't do this. If you're like in your late 60s, early 70s, you probably don't want to do this specific method we're talking about. You might get different types of insurance, but it wouldn't be like this strategy that we're trying to use and employ. But if you're in the place where you've got extra cash, you're trying to build up cash to go and invest, whether it's with real estate or whatever it might be, you're like, I want to get this money working for me now. Heck, you might even say, I'm going to stop funding my 401k that really is doing, it's going to probably start tanking on me here pretty soon. Stop funding that and instead take those dollars and use it somewhere else where I can make cash flow from it, like in real estate or in other types of funds and things that pay you on a consistent basis. And they're not as high risk, like what you see with the stock market. This could be a great opportunity to say, great, I can funnel that money through there and then back out to do my investments. So anyways, every situation is different. You want to make sure you're doing the right thing. I just told a guy, he's like, I've got $500,000. What do I do with it? I'm like, you're not putting all $500,000 in this thing. Like, you're going to be taking a good chunk of that $500,000 and invest it now. You know, we're only taking like $50,000 and using that into the whole life policy, using that money to build up his reserves and help him invest while the rest of it's going out and investing for him anyways. So again, it's always case by case, but if you've got questions on that, one, if you want to see more videos or learn more about how this all works, you can go to my personal YouTube channel, not the business one that I have with all these podcasts, but the personal YouTube channel, which is Chris Miles Money Ripples. You go there, you'll see plenty of videos on infinite banking and stuff like that, and including one that has a picture of a little green bank on it. You want to check that one out, especially if you don't know much about this. Two, if you're like, Chris, I need to see something now, you can always reach out to me through my website, moneyripples.com, or you can always shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com too. So anyways, I don't want to dig too much in the weeds, but just know it's not getting any better. Right now is your best time, and that's the way it is with most opportunities, isn't it? Is that there's no better time than right now. So like we talked about today, is live your life now, not tomorrow, because tomorrow can get expensive. Anyways, guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.